about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I don't know if it's kind of, you know, therapy for you all to listen to my soothing voice day after day. But I got to tell you, this is definitely therapy for me. I didn't realize one of the reasons why I really look forward to going on air, and I guess one of the reasons why I probably go so into my personal life, is because I don't really have anybody else to talk to. You know, if you think about it, not many radio hosts sit there and go into their personal lives and all their issues. And, you know, I know many of you don't want to hear it. But, like, for example, I need to see the surgeon this Friday on, you know, regarding my, you know, umbilical hernia. And I know he's going to say I got to take you to surgery. And I have to have another surgery. I've kind of had enough surgeries in my lifetime. I really don't want to go under again. And I know I'm a doctor. And I know I tell you all to go and get the surgery and get the tumors taken out and get the biopsies and all that, but this is different. This is me. You know, it's easy for me to tell you to go get your surgery. It's very easy for me to tell my patients to go get their surgery. It's a piece of cake, right? Even though I've gone through a lot of what they've gone through, needing breast biopsy and tumors and things like that, it gets easier, you know, the farther, you know, since you've had your surgery, just, it gets easier. You know, so I'm telling people, quit being a wuss. You just go, you have the surgery. And then, you know, I gotta go and I gotta see the surgeon now on Friday for me. And you know, it's belly button. And you're all familiar with umbilical hernia, right? You get hernias in your groin. A lot of men, they'll get hernias that go into the testicle where part of their intestines fall into their testicle. One way I teach medical students to diagnose it is you actually can put the stethoscope on the testicle and hear the bowel sounds. Now, of course, the patient thinks that's weird, but it's sometimes a heck of a lot easier than poking and prodding when the guy's in pain. But many of us, including women, get umbilical hernias. There's also femoral hernias, true. You know, thank you. I know there's a smart ass listening, right, who has his textbook in front of him. That's fine. That's good. You're right. All right, but I don't have a femoral hernia, so I don't give a damn about that right now. Care about umbilical hernias. The umbilical hernias is where through the belly button, your umbilicus, right? Name your kid that. Umbilicus. Anyway, through your umbilicus, you have a weakness, and then the abdominal wall goes through the weakness. And a lot of times, we don't have to do much with umbilical hernia. Sometimes we could let them, you know, stay unless they get bigger and unless they hurt. And what really bothers me is I've been able to ignore it all this time until one of my other doctors saw it and said, you got to go get that fixed. It's getting bigger. And now I think about it all the time, and now my tummy hurts, and I got to think about having surgery. And then, you know, you have to be NPO. You can't eat. So now I'm freaking out because when I wake up in the morning, I need to eat. Then I'm worried about, oh my gosh, am I going to have bad breath? Can I sneak some sugar-free gum and will nobody notice? Remember, you're not supposed to eat or drink before surgery because they don't want you to aspirate. When you go under, you are going to be at the control of your anesthesiologist, you know, in terms of the breathing, et cetera, and he has you on a respirator, and so they don't want you to have reflux and backflow, because when you're lying down like that, then you could get fluids and you could get food that come up through your esophagus, flip a UE, and then go down into your lungs. So, you know, no eating, no drinking. I got that. But I'm like, oh, I want my breath to be good. And they're like, well, do I have to shave? You know, well, you probably have to shave your stomach. I mean, if you're going to have umbilical surgery. No, don't worry, I don't have to shave there, luckily. But hey, that's the name. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, yeah. And then, of course, it's somebody I know. You know, it's a surgeon I know very well. So then I'm like, well, am I going to be in my underwear? Are they going to put a catheter in? And it's just not an easy thought process. And over the past few years, if I have ever been cavalier on this show about going to have surgery done, I want to apologize to y'all because I know it is a big deal. You know, it just, you know, I've gone through it so much, and you know, my kids have gone through surgery, that I just, you know, I try to intellectualize it and repress any, you know, any fears I have. And you know, I mean, for the most part, it's safe. But you know, about to go through it myself, yeah, it's a little nerve wracking. And so, again, if I ever, you know, because I speak quickly and I go through these stories or I answer your questions. And I'm like, go get the surgery done. Go get the hip replaced. Go get the knee replaced. Go get the stent put in. Let me just say now, if I forget to be as sensitive as I should be, I'm sorry. Okay? And we'll see how it goes. I know. I'm trying to figure out what bra should I wear. I mean, when you go to the doctor, right, you know, you're going to be undressed. So, you know, do I wear the ugly work bra? Do I wear a sports bra? Or do I wear something cute? But then I don't need to wear something cute for the doctor because I'm married, but I don't want him to think that my daily underwear is the ugly Playtex 36-hour bras. That kind of stuff I like to keep, you know, just between us. I don't want other people knowing that. That's kind of private. So, okay. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? We could talk about that. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Another study is coming out saying getting your prostate screened by PSA is beneficial, and to do it. So for those of you really confused by this ping-ponging of PSA testing, we have more evidence today saying to do it. All right, and I'll tell you why, of course. We also have this weird mad snake disease. I guess there's this disease where snakes start to go crazy, kind of like rabies does to dogs and bats, and I guess these snakes start to tie themselves up in knots. I don't particularly like snakes. As far as I'm concerned, they could all die, but it's kind of a crazy disease, okay? We also need to talk about, we only have about a couple weeks left until school for many of us. Well, kids are blaming their bad grades on their teeth. So if your kids have achy teeth or bad teeth, they're going to blame you. Now, true grades don't really come out for probably the first month or two, but get your kids to a dentist. We'll just quickly review that. I guess there's this big now, the Gates Foundation is working on toilets. Is this the same thing they're working on, or is there something new? There's this big toilet thing we need to talk about. What are they going to do to toilet? Oh, because of saving water. Oh, this is the same thing, right? Bill Gates and the toilet thing, nothing new? I'll take a look at it. It looks like there's something new with the toilets. I love toilet news. Because, I mean, we use toilets every day. If you think about it, you probably use your toilet more than anything else in your house, right? So just don't be changing the shape of the toilet. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess a survey reveals that most couples will tell each other they love each other, right, and do the whole I love you part, but not till date 14. Yet they'll sleep together a heck of a lot earlier than that, and they'll kiss a lot earlier than that. So are you telling me that you're having sex with someone you don't love? All right. Okay. What does this survey say? They say the average time for telling your partner you love them is after 14 dates. I don't think my husband and I actually had 14 dates. I remember we went to see Apollo 13. We went out to dinner a couple times, but I was in school. And then we got married. I don't even think we made it to 14 dates. I think he still has yet to take me on dates. Oh, he's going to get a good talking to for that one. Participants in the new study revealed that average number of dates per week with a new partner was 2, meaning couples tend to first say, I love you, 7 weeks into a new relationship. My husband told me he loved me at the wedding. Did he? No. He has yet to do that, too. Okay, they say your first kiss tends to take place. Hey, I'm a good catch. He's a very lucky man, my husband. First kisses tend to take place 2 dates or 1 week into the dating process. So you're already kissing week one. And the first time a couple has sex, on average, is after 4 dates or 2 weeks. Because they say you average 2 dates a week. Boy, I never got that many dates in a week. Okay, so you're having sex within 2 weeks of meeting the person. That's not enough time to check their HIV status. What are you guys doing? The research also showed that most partners are introduced to friends for the first time after 6 dates or 3 weeks, and that people are most likely to introduce their new boyfriend or girlfriend to the parents after 12 dates or 6 weeks. Oh, can I just say, please put that one off. Please put that off. Don't let your parents meet until the wedding. And if all things go well, they say dating couples move in with each other 30 weeks after dating or after their 60th date. This study was carried out by dating website SeekingArrangement.com. They polled 100,000 British members. Oh, it's British. Wait a second. Which country is supposed to be overly lovey-dovey? Is it France or Britain? I mean, I know in the Olympic village, they said the Olympians were having lots of sex and they had to, give out lots more condoms. But... see, I bet America's numbers are worse, people. I do. Well, because we got all those TV shows, you know, and all those soap operas. I don't know. I don't know what Britain TV has. I've never been to Great Britain. Okay, so I guess you guys are having sex before you say I love you. Why? Women? Okay, women, why? Okay, I can understand men. Men aren't really big on the whole I love you thing. I get that. But women, really, what's the point? Remember, he won't buy the cow if he's getting the milk for free. Well, I don't want him to say I love you if he doesn't mean it. Yeah, but you'll have sex? Okay, remember, what did I teach all of you? No sex until you get your syphilis test, your hepatitis test back, and your HIV test back. But remember, HIV could take 6 months to come back. So as far as I'm concerned, I've all instructed you all to not have sex for 6 months until all the testing comes back. According to this, oh, but then again, my show may not air in Great Britain. Good point. Very good point. Yeah, we also have to talk about later on during the show, they think syphilis is on the rise. Remember yesterday I talked about when you guys get STD testing, you have to make sure to throw syphilis in the panel? Yeah, everybody's forgetting about syphilis. There's primary syphilis, there's secondary syphilis, and there's tertiary syphilis, which is the neurosyphilis. That's some nasty stuff. Don't mess around with that one. All right, now, speaking of sex, before we change the subject, there's a researcher claiming that Olympians should possibly consider having sex before the sport, where sex actually boosts athletes' performance. Don't you fall asleep afterwards? Well, I don't know how they would. You'd think they'd want to fall asleep. Some athletes have admitted that the Olympics are not only a stage for world records and medals, but the Olympic Village. Sexual relationships are very common among competitors and volunteers. You want to get some, be a volunteer. At the end of the 1950s and beginning of the 60s, people thought that sex diminished the player's performance. But Antonio Miguel, head of medical services at the Club Universidad Nacional Pumas, one of the Mexican first division top soccer clubs and a former football player, says, in the past, coaches would give us nitrate salts like potassium nitrate, you know, saltpeter, to prevent erections. Now, they say it's a myth. And actually, it enhances performance. Juan Carlos Medina, general coordinator of the sports department at Tecnológico de Monterrey, a Mexico university, says sexual relations actually have benefits for athletes. It helps you feel relaxed and sexually, mentally, and physically satisfied. This, okay, not all sexual encounters are satisfying. Do we need to go through the whole sexual cycle again? Well, he thinks he's an expert, so that's fine. He says this contributes to reduce the athlete's anxiety levels before an important match. The Netherlands national soccer team at the 1978 World Cup in Argentina is an example. Some of those players were accompanied by their wives, and they won second place. Wait a second, why didn't they win first place? Hey, right? And do all wives sleep with their husband on a regular level, on a regular basis? Another example is Elias Figueroa, a Chilean soccer player who once said that his coach advised him to have sex the afternoon before an important game, and he even repeated the encounter at halftime. No, after the match, because it was relaxing. According to Medina, sex helps to distract the mind from the competition and helps sweep away mental fatigue, which is more dangerous than physical fatigue. I don't know. I mean, I've never been an Olympian. I can't tell you. I mean, I suppose I could have sex before I go on the radio, but I think I'm pretty relaxed enough. I don't think I need to. I'd be asleep. Honestly, I'd fall asleep. Okay. Even Pele confessed that he never suspended sexual encounters with his wife before a game. All right. So I guess that's the proof is in the pudding. Now, Maria Cristina Rodriguez Gutierrez chimed in. She's director of sports medicine at the National Autonomous University of Mexico. Autonomous, what do they study there? She said the oxygen consumption and the calories burned during a sexual encounter are minimal. Sorry. Sex only burns between 200 and 300 kilocalories, which doesn't compare to running a marathon, but you're not doing it to kill calories, right? To burn calories. You're doing it to win an Olympic gold medal. Okay. I'm done with this story. All right. Sex before the Olympics. That's what they say. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Look, unfortunately, I have to go through all the health stories. I do want to talk about the young immigrants lining up for the their work grants. We got to talk about that coming back. That was kind of interesting today. I think we have over a million now. They're going to give 1 million young illegal immigrants work permits. We got to talk about that. But until I get to the news, you have to hear some of these health stories. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget later when you fiddle around on Facebook, because you obviously don't have an Olympic competition coming up and you don't need to have sex. Don't forget to find the Dr. Dolly Show on Facebook so you could link to it and we could connect. Also on Twitter. Don't forget to find us. It's Dr. Dolly on Twitter. Easy thing to do. I don't send spam or any of that other stuff on there. At one point, somebody hacked and there was some porn. But I think we got rid of that person and the porn. Sorry to disappoint. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. And don't forget, we are booking for the Alaskan cruise. This summer is just too hot. It's too miserable. We need to go to Alaska next year. So please go to the website. You will see the Alaskan cruise 2013. Click on that. It'll give you some information, show you some cute pictures, and then, tell you where we're going to travel, when we're going to travel, and then a means to contact the travel agent, so you can book, going to Alaska. It should be absolutely exquisite. All right. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right, so study came out. I mean, no big mind-boggling information here, but great suffer when kids have achy teeth. Many of us, because of the recession, because of time constraints, because of our insurance, don't have dental coverage. And our kids are going to the dentist, but not as regularly as they should. And unfortunately, we see poor oral health in the younger grades. These kids are missing school for toothaches, then they have to go to the dentist, and they have to have procedures done, and they're missing more school. And because we go to school less than other countries, you really need your kids in school as often as they could be. So we'll probably spend time on this in the next hour, but if you guys can, get your kids to the dentist before school starts. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, who is also listening live right now at this hour. Call in with your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So thousands of young illegal immigrants have lined up hoping for the right to work legally in America without being deported, which is part of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This is Obama's kind of signature plan here that could expand the rights of more than a million young illegal immigrants by giving them work permits. Now, from what I understand, they're still not able to obtain legal residency or a path to citizenship, but they get to work. Well, then what's the incentive to be a citizen? You get to work, right? Why then pay taxes? Why become a citizen and then pay taxes, right? So no incentive there. All right. They say at least 13,000 people sit in line in Chicago. There were also thousands of people in Los Angeles. Now, from what we do understand, though, there are certain notarios or attorneys, not abogados, but notarios who claim they will help some of these quote-unquote dreamers, they call them, that could benefit from the Dream Act or benefit from this with paperwork. If they charge a lot, it could be a scam. From what we understand, it shouldn't cost that much to complete the paperwork. So they are warning that there could be a lot of scam artists out there for people trying to take advantage of this. All right. Now, what does this mean for us? Well, if you don't have a job and we've just given 1 million work visas to young illegal immigrants, it probably makes your search for a job harder. Yeah, we have now increased the applicant pool by 1 million. And, I know. I'm kind of looking at this. And, I mean, from what I understand, the reason why they're doing this is we have young people that came to this country illegally because of their parents. And if they went to school and they didn't commit a felony, it doesn't say misdemeanor. From what we understand, they could shoplift. They could have committed misdemeanors. But if they didn't commit a felony, they're under age 30, arrived to the United States before they turned 16, have been living in the country at least 5 years, are in school or graduated or served in the military, then they could be eligible for the federal program. Again, only certain crimes is going to prevent them from not being deported. Okay, other crimes that they've committed are okay. But a felony, if they committed a felony, no, they probably wouldn't pass. So, you know, I decided to just kind of, you know, look and go, I mean, how difficult is the immigration process? You know, I mean, if they want to help these young kids who are going to school, who want to integrate into the United States, become citizens, is that the key? Many of them don't want to become citizens, so then they don't have to have the responsibility and they don't have to have the taxes. I mean, am I missing something here? But if these kids going to school, wanting to work, you would think that America could help them by showing them how to apply for citizenship, how to apply for a visa. I mean, I'm looking at a website right now. It's called usimmigration.com. It's a very good website, very informative, gives you eligibility quizzes for citizenship, green card, U.S. visas, allows you to download blank government forms for free that you could fill out. They also have guides and DVDs they could send you on how to replace your green card, how to renew your green card, labor certification application. I mean, this seems like a fairly easy website to use. And I can understand for, you know, those people that, you know, don't speak English, you know, they may need help with a translator, etc. But it doesn't look that difficult to start the process. And again, one of my issues with this, well, there's a lot of issues I have with this, is, you know, many of my patients that have been out of jobs and out of health insurance. Yes, I would love America to give everybody jobs. I'd love for us to have 100% employment, 0% unemployment, but that's not realistic. And how do we help other countries if we are sick and vulnerable ourselves? So having U.S. citizens who have been here and paying taxes and, you know, doing what they need to, you know, having them now compete with young applicants, what are my 50 and 60-year-old unemployed patients supposed to do? How do you compete? Well, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know if all these young applicants are going to be that, you know, qualified. You don't know if they're going to, well, I don't know, they're going to school. And then with the Dream Act, they could go on to college. From what we understand in California, they don't have to pay out-of-state tuition. So absolutely, they could be in a market where they have degrees and could compete with our older citizens that can't get a job. I do have an issue with that. I mean, I would love for everybody to get jobs, but I think right now we're hurting. We're hurting a lot. And then my other thing is what kind of a message are you sending where you're telling people that came here illegally or parents that were able to sneak their kids in, don't worry. There's going to be a federal program where you won't be deported. Even if you've committed a crime, you won't be deported. And we'll figure out ways to get you through school and get you a job. So don't bother with the immigration system and the immigration plan and pathway. What are we telling people? I mean, if I was living in another country and I saw this, you know, if I was living in a country and we were struggling and, oh my gosh, my kids, if I could get them over the border, get them into school in a few years, as long as we make it 5 years, they'll be able then to go and get work permits when they're adults. That sounds like a really good deal. But that's not what we want to promote and encourage. We want people going through the right way. All right, so why does it, if Obama wants to please these voters, why doesn't he say, all right, all of you that came here illegally, all right, here is the pathway to file for citizenship, get to the back of the line and get started. Okay, we're going to show you how to do it. Because apparently all these years you were in here in America, you didn't try. Not a big deal. We'll make it easy for you. Here's the paperwork. Start applying. Why? I don't get that. So right now we have a process that is very enticing for a person who wants to do this illegally. And then at that point, why are we wasting our money and wasting our time and having these websites up for people to learn about how to apply and be a U.S. citizen and all that? Because I guess if we have a very lucrative way for people to get their kids into the country and then for them to be able to work and then compete with us and be in school and possibly go off to college, there's really not a lot of incentive to do things right. To me, it doesn't make any sense. If you're going to do it, you do it right. You stand firm. You show some cojones and allow these people to become citizens as long as they are committing crimes. But it seems to me this is a way to bypass being a citizen and getting to benefit from being within our borders. Why would anybody want to become a U.S. citizen? Why would anybody offer to pay taxes? Why? Why would they? It doesn't make sense. And, of course, this helps the Obama administration right before the election. That's a possible 1 million new voters. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's frustrating. It's extremely, extremely frustrating. And, as a doctor, you know, you look at kids. All kids are equal. I mean, I took care of kids. I didn't care what their immigration status was. I'm going to take care of them. I am. But we have a very delicate, very serious and dangerous situation right now where our unemployment is huge. In my particular state, we're at about 12 to 13%. The only reason why it went down is because people have left my state. We still have practically the same amount of unemployment. It's not that we are rich and we get to give jobs and money to everybody. We have to take care of our own. We have to. Then we can help more people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Come right back.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZARMOR.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sure many have heard this kind of frightening story where 3 children have died after receiving codeine after they had surgery. Now, the FDA said 3 children had died, a fourth nearly died. They were all between 2 and 5 years old, had received just typical doses of codeine after having the tonsils or adenoids removed as a treatment for either obstructive sleep apnea or tonsillitis, etc. And they had adverse reactions within a day or two of taking the prescription medication. They were considered to be ultra-rapid metabolizers. Now, codeine, which we use as a narcotic, we've you see it in Tylenol 3, Tylenol 4. It's not in Lortab or Percocet, those are different. That's hydrocodone and oxycodone, respectively. But codeine, milder. I think it's a little bit more allergenic. I think more people are allergic to codeine than they are to hydrocodone. But we use it in a lot of cough syrups. Now that we've taken alcohol out of cough syrups, it's converted to morphine in the liver. And they say in some people this conversion occurs faster and more completely than in others because of their genetic makeup. Unfortunately, what does morphine do? As do other heavy narcotics. It suppresses your respiratory drive. So unfortunately, these kids went into respiratory failure. They say between 1 and 7 of every 100 people are considered ultra-rapid metabolizers. It's a genetic variation. We sometimes see it in North African and Ethiopian populations. They seem to have more of a percentage of ultra-rapid metabolizers, whereas Northern Europeans are less. There is a genetic test. What the FDA has done is issued a warning and some guidelines for parents and caregivers. Only give codeine as needed for pain relief. Don't be doing it around the clock. Now, I understand many of your pain medicines say every 4 to 6 hours. Sometimes the doctor forgets to write PRN, pain, meaning as needed for pain. Unfortunately, I mean, my child went through having his tonsils taken out. They're miserable. And one dose sometimes doesn't cut it. You want to give them another dose 4 to 6 hours later, etc. But if you think you could stretch it out and you don't have to give as much as you need to, fine. FDA also suggests prescribe the lowest possible dose of codeine for the shortest possible time. Do not give the children more than 6 doses of codeine daily. Watch children closely after surgery for the signs of morphine overdose. Very sleepy, confusion, difficulty breathing, shallow breathing, loud breathing, labored breathing. If their lips start to turn blue, blueness around the mouth, you need to call 911, seek medical attention right away. But this is some frightening, frightening stuff. And we don't give kids Lortab. We give kids codeine. We do. And unfortunately, with a lot of cough syrups, we use codeine. And I got to admit, I mean, you know, moms love the Robitussin with codeine or the cough syrup with codeine. They love it because it does. It calms down the cough. It's an antitussive. It helps with some of the pain. Even helps with some of the fever, believe it or not. The kids sleep. You got to watch your kids before you give them codeine. Unfortunately, because these kids just had surgery, they were probably also a little bit more compromised. The liver was probably stressed from the anesthesia. They had just been put under and intubated. Yeah, they aren't right now warning for those of us who use typical codeine and cough syrup every now and then. They're suggesting we follow these guidelines with kids post-op after surgery. But what if you have an ultra metabolizer and they don't do well with the cough syrup and the codeine? So just keep an eye on the kids. You know, rule of thumb with us is we bring either kid into our room so we could watch him overnight, or we go into their room. All right, we've done that because, again, I after taking care of, you know, pediatric patients in the hospital and, you know, ICU and stuff, I don't like telling them, you know, good night, go to bed, and then I go to sleep for 8 hours. So one day my son just, you know, he had a fever and just wasn't feeling right. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to keep an eye on you. He was young, right? You know, so I kicked Dad out of the room, made Dad sleep on the couch, and I had him sleep. And, you know, I kind of stayed up, and I just watched him. And, you know, I read, I did some work, and then his breathing just got more rapid and more rapid and more rapid. Well, he went into an acute pneumonia. And, you know, luckily we treated him, and, you know, he got breathing treatments and et cetera, and thank God got better. But, you know, you watch your kids. You know, I have some parents go, well, no, you never take the kid out of his room. You leave the kid in the room. I don't care. All right. It's not a bad thing to bring the kid into mom's bed. Right. You know, a lot of times when they're sick, they like to kind of cuddle up, you know, dad's bed are bigger. You know, they like the pillows, the comforter more. There's a TV in the room. I don't mind that. It's not a bad thing. I mean, yeah, if your kid's 18, you don't want him sleeping in your bed, but you know, when you have a young kid, it's totally fine. Or if you feel a lot about that, then maybe bring a sleeping bag or go into their room. you know, and keep an eye on them, have a little roll away or something to keep an eye on them. But I get very, very nervous when kids are sick, have high fevers, you know, and you know, you say goodnight to the kid, goodbye, close the door and go to your room. I just, you know, keep an eye on them. All right. That's just what we need to do. Okay. Now, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Valley Show. Scientists are now keeping an eye on this mad snake disease called inclusion body disease, which is a fatal condition. It's a virus. They believe from rodents that strikes captive pythons and boa constrictors, causing them to display strange behavior. They do stargazing where they stare upwards for long periods of time. They look drunk. And they can tangle themselves up. They'll tie themselves up in a knot and they can't get out of it. Now, don't think they're going to be so happy that you're helping them. They'll probably still bite you. Okay, snakes are mean. I don't like snakes. Never liked them. Now, the disease right now is very infectious. They don't think it would affect humans, but they're kind of looking at this virus now. It's called an arena virus. Okay, and they believe it infects mice and rats, and then it ends up, I guess, affecting snakes, whether the snake eats the mice or the mice tries to bite the snake in a fight. Arena viruses is a group of viruses that can affect humans and cause hemorrhagic fever, but this particular virus that's affecting snake, they don't believe affects humans. I know many of us don't care about snakes. We really wish snakes would just go away, but they don't. We need them. I mean, I guess they. What do snakes do for us? I guess kill bugs. I know it's part of the circle of life. All right. Speaking of circles, we're going in circles with this benefits of PSA testing. Now, researchers are saying, wait a second. These are in Netherlands. They go do the prostate specific antigen screening, do the prostate screening, the PSA testing, because it would add 3 healthy weeks to a man's life. Okay? Now, they say, based on this phenomenal information, okay, mind-blowing, don't just all run and get the PSA. You should still discuss with your doctor because, again, treatment for prostate cancer could cause quality of life issues, erectile dysfunction, incontinence. That's got to be tough. I don't know how you guys are doing it. How are you guys doing it where you are either being diagnosed with prostate cancer and then being told, well, you could wait if you want, or it's totally up to you. You know, I mean, I'm of the thinking you want to fight it. I don't know if I could handle being told I have cancer, but we could just watch and wait. That's got to be very frustrating and unsettling. I don't know how you guys are holding up with all this. Unfortunately, one of my patients in his 40s today, we looked at his blood work that came back. No problems, feels good, just routine physical. But his PSA had jumped from 1.0 around Christmas time up to 1.9 in the summer. So he went up in 6 months, 0.9. Remember what I said? If you go up 0.5 in a year, the urologist wants to see you. That's 0.9 in 6 months. So we're going to have him checked out. Let him, you know, talk about options if he wants to find out or not. But, you know, there was that study that was a pretty valuable study a few weeks back saying if your PSA is below 1, you're good for a while. And I have to admit, I have seen that and replicated that in my practice. Yes, PSA under 1 is pretty damn good. But, you know, once you start sneaking up, we have to watch you closer. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming back. 1-877-DOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.